For the last 15 months, give or take, office environments were much quieter, featured a lot more open spaces. Some people were exclusively working from home while others were following a hybrid plan, and some were expected to be in person every day. That has shifted recently, with businesses expecting more employees to make regular appearances in the office, which means being up close and personal again with colleagues, most of whom you've probably only seen on a phone or a monitor since early 2020. My co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Ned Smith, Associate Professor of Management and Organizations at Northwestern University's Kellogg School, about the modifications of office dynamics. The conversation started with Smith explaining how his perspectives have changed from the early stages of the pandemic to today.
Back then, I would have said that I'm afraid that it's going to hurt organizational culture. I'm a sociologist. All of my theoretical viewpoints on the world are around the importance of interpersonal connections. I study networks for a living and how networks of people share information, how different network forms spur innovation versus efficiency, and networks really underpin everything we do in organizational contexts. Who talks to whom, about what, at what frequency, and networks, really that type of communication, the information flow, is what underpins organizational culture. Now, culture is many things to many different people, but it is really fundamentally emerging, something that emerges from those interpersonal relationships. And so losing those, you know, I'll tell you, at the beginning of quarantine, as a sociologist, I felt a little bit vindicated because finally everybody was talking about the importance of social connection for everything from our mental health to organizational performance to even in the family and in communities. And of course, I, for the past 20 years of my life, have been saying, you know, social connection is really the basis of all that is good and productive in both our social and professional lives. You take that away and all of a sudden everybody notices it and yearned for it.
Professor, there's that intimacy that people have had and developed through Zoom in some way as people are more casually dressed and this sort of thing. Will we develop a different kind of intimacy now that we're back in the office, more of us are back in the office together as opposed to just a few people here and there? Will we see a carryover effect, do you think, or will that be difficult to maintain?
I think it could, and it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. But given that we've given people, our colleagues and our coworkers, a glimpse into what previously would have been a very intimate zone that we kept away, right? The messiness of our house and the craziness of our children and how annoying our dogs are when they're barking constantly. You know, all of a sudden, once we're back in person, think about how much more we have to talk about. And we're not selecting, you know, only the best stories. It's, hey, whatever happened to that annoying dog you have, right? Or how's your youngest doing? I remember when she popped her head in and you know, started asking you questions. In some ways, I think once we get back in person, there's going to be, you know, an opening up that I don't think anybody would have expected to come from the social isolation and sort of the physical distancing we've all had to endure. How that could have then, you know, made us even closer, you know, I think is something that we might see that will surprise some people.
And what about the effect on managers and how they approach the workplace? Some managers have been in the office, some have not. Do you expect some to fall back to what was going on pre-pandemic, while others will maybe try to be more innovative and figure out, all right, maybe this is something that we could have changed over the last year and a half, and now it's time to implement those?
I think there's a lot of hidden value in the social connections we have with our colleagues. And innovative managers and smart managers who understand how to identify that value, what it gives light to. So I mentioned I all of my research and my professional career is around mapping and understanding the informal structure of organizations. Who talks to whom, at what frequency, about what topics. This is the stuff that, you know, usually gets pushed aside as, you know, the people elements of business. It also happens to be the elements of business that captures a ton of value, or that presents a lot of latent value that can be harnessed and turned into things like increasing interpersonal trust, right? Increasing satisfaction, reducing turnover, spurring innovation, right? Depending on who's talking to whom, that's really the locus of innovative and creative ideas. And as I said right at the outset, it is the origination of organizational culture. In-tune managers will look for ways to create new opportunities given and try to understand how we've been connecting with one another and how there might be additional and different sources of creation. Now, we've learned a lot in the past year about how we can collaborate. If managers and executives aren't looking to add to what they previously did with some of these new technologies and new ways of working that we've been forced to learn over the last year, they will really be missing the boat.
That is Ned Smith, Associate Professor of Management and Organizations at Northwestern University's Kellogg School.